So the property tax postponement program, it sounds like a great title, but it's just for senior citizens, blind or disabled persons. The state controller's office administers the program, and eligible homeowners can postpone payment of current year property taxes on their primary residences. And you have to apply from October 1st through February 10th. I'll give you an 800 number, but I'm also going to, and what I did last year, is I'm going to post the link at RadioRealEstate.com, and you go to the podcast portion, you'll find the link to check your taxes, not check your taxes, to check your title, which we just discussed with Melinda Green with an E, every week. Just do it, 10 seconds, costs nothing. So now I'll post this link, or you, and this is again for just postponing payment. I don't know how long they postpone it, but you can call 800-952-5661. 800-952-5661. If a senior citizen, blind, disabled, and you need help to postpone payment of your property taxes. Okay, we've got a few things on the chart here. We all read, suddenly the city took down parklets on the 500 block of State. I didn't even hear about it. I saw it on Facebook or something. And it took 2 or 3 days for Ed Hat and NewsHawk to come out with it. And they took them down, and I think they put in what's something called pedlets, which is a platform which looks dangerous, a tripping hazard. They spent all this money insisting at the end of every corner that would be sloped to accommodate wheelchairs, which is great. Now, they did say these were going to be whatever you call it. So maybe they're going to put slopes on these. I don't know. It just looked like a... I don't know. I go down a State Street. I never see people walking in the street. They're trying to avoid the bikes and the electric bikes. Everyone's on the sidewalk anyway. It's just... And I'd like to know which... They voted... City Council voted in 2024 to keep State Street closed. And you're listening to this and you're thinking, hey, Mark, I like State Street closed. And you know what? I respect that. That's your opinion. I don't know if the majority of people want it open or closed. They should have a vote. They should do something. I suppose if people who run for city council next time say, I'm running to reopen State Street, and they compete and beat an existing city councilman who wants to keep it closed, maybe then you'll know in that district who wants what. Anyway, so that's going on downtown. There was a listing that came up, and under the agent-only remarks, it said, this property is owned by multiple tenants in common. And, you know, if you're married, you can own title, have title with your spouse as tenants in common. But generally, it's not that way. But generally, when you have unrelated people, it's owned by multiple tenants in common. Now, what does multiple mean? A majority have signed a listing agreement. A sale requires unanimous consent. And those who signed believe only a compelling offer may secure agreement from all. No assurances can be made that all owners will voluntarily agree. So goodness, there's more than two. It sounds like there could be six. Who knows? Very expensive house, over $12 million. And went into escrow within a couple of weeks, I think. So when I read that, I went, "Weesh, that's complex. You're rolling the dice." The listing agent is. And you know what? Smart move. Looks like they got it sold. They got it in escrow. I assume they couldn't get it in escrow without everyone signing, obviously. So hopefully that'll close. And, God, we're running out of time. I had so much more to tell you. A new condo price. condo asking $1,950,000, and the association fee is over $1,000. The condo last sold in 2014 for $1,050,000. The fee, monthly fee, was $348 a month. 11 years ago, it was $348 a month. Today, $1,000 a month condo fee. And you wonder why people are complaining about inflation and runaway prices. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.